Hi, my name's Troy. I go by Troidal Power on the internet. I don't know what JoJo's Bizarre Adventure is, but everybody keeps talking about it, so I decided I should probably watch JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. Join me on my podcast where I chronicle my adventure watching JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. That's right, it's Trotro's Bizarre Adventure.
Hello, friends. Welcome to... Wait. Hello, adventurers. Welcome to episode 3 of Trotro's Bizarre Adventure, Youth with Dio. I watched most of this episode yesterday and then finished it just now, so let's see if I can remember what happened in this episode. Basically, JoJo's accusing Dio of being a poisoner at the start, and there's a long conversation where they basically are like, you were my brother! How could you, Anakin? And then it turns out that... Dio's like trying to deny a little bit, and then a guy pops out whose name is Robert E.O. Speedwagon, and I think maybe he's the Sawblade Hat guy from the previous episode. But whoever he is, he's like, "Hello, I'm Robert E.O. Speedwagon, and I was so impressed with watching JoJo fight people that I decided to help him out, and I've brought, look, here's the poisoner," and he's got the man who made the poison, and he's like, "He'll confirm that he sold it to Dio." And then the doors burst open, and Dio's father is there along with the police, and they're all like, "I've heard enough, you're coming with us, Dio." And, yeah, everything seems like it's gonna be bad for Dio. But then he puts on the mask, and explosions of light and power, and he's so powerful now. And then all the cops shoot him a bunch, and he gets shot, like, I don't know, probably 12 times and falls out of a window. But in order to get the blood for the mask, what he did is he lunged forward with a knife to stab JoJo. And JoJo's father jumped in the way. And so Dio's been shot and fallen out the window, and everyone's crowded around Papa Joestar just, like, being like, "Oh my god, you're dying," and... Ario Speedwagon's like, "It's okay, like, yes, a noble man has died today, but he's passed all that is good in him into JoJo, and I hate rich people, they're the worst, except for the Joestars, they're so great, I love the Joestars so much, they're just nice guys. Look at him, isn't he just a swell dude?" And then, they look out the window and realize, oh my god, the body's gone. Wait, before that, we get a flashback where it turns out that, at some point, Dio's daddy... Dio's dad tried to sell JoJo's mom's wedding ring, and JoJo's dad found out about it, and so he knows that Dio's dad, he knows Dio's dad didn't actually come down to save him when the carriage crashed, he was just trying to rob him, and in fact did rob his dead wife's corpse, and so he knows that he doesn't really owe Dio's dad anything, and yet he still took Dio in. Aw, isn't that heartfelt? Then they find out that Dio's body's missing, and Dio's hanging, like, upside down above the window, and literally rips the top of a dude's head off, like, just hands through the back of his skull, out his mouth, and pops the top of his head off, like, oh, so much champagne. And then he basically goes on a killing spree and kills everybody in the room except for Dio and Ario Speedwagon, and, except JoJo and Ario Speedwagon. And JoJo's like, "We're gonna set the whole building on fire. That's how we're gonna beat him." And he's because they realize he can heal, but the fire hurts him. So we'll just burn the whole house down and kick Dio into the flames, which is basically what happens. And on the way down, Dio's like, "JoJo, you fool, I will survive this. You can't stop me." And JoJo asks for his father's strength, and just the right moment he kicks off the wall so that he plummets them, so that Dio lands on top of the statue of the JoJo family's guardian angel, and it kills Dio, and then the whole house comes burning down with JoJo walking outside to Ario Speedwagon, and they're like, "Oh my gosh, we were victorious, we did it." And that's the end of JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. Except for wait, after the theme song we see a scene of the poisoner, the Asian man who made the poison, looking through the house, and he finds the mask, and he goes, "Ah, there it is," and he like reaches down to grab it, and then a claw comes up and grabs him, and Dio drains out his energy, and you see a red eye open under the rubble. So turns out Dio's still alive. On the next episode, it looks like we're meeting somebody who is straight out of the Dandy Ace video game. Just some weird magician guy. And there's a scene where Ario Speedwagon's like, "Dio is evil, sure, but this man is worse." Which I'm like, wow, worse than Dio? That's hard to believe. And it looks like maybe JoJo's gonna look for training from this evil magician guy. So that's weird. Segments this episode, I want to talk about the opening theme, because I didn't really pay attention to the opening theme much before. I like the song just fine. I like the visuals a lot in the opening. It's like even more hyper stylized, like manga to a 3D space than the show is. But what's weird this time is I noticed that like a lot of shots that were in this episode are in that opening. And I don't know if it's those same shots are always in the opening or if the opening changes. So that's something we'll have to watch for going forward. That's all we've got for today, though. That's it.